At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is the 22nd of March. My name is Colin Gettis, and you're about to get ear-fisted. Now, let me just go ahead and get this out. By the way, it's early in the morning, and I'm trying my best, guys, to get through this 2 liter of coffee, just so that I can have some sort of energy to talk shit. Huh? Fun. Let me get through these gig plugs. Don't skip through them, you fucking bitches. There might be something of interest in there. These are the next gigs coming up for me. What date is it? 1st of April. April Fool's Day? Imagine this guy was just honey dicking me and there was no gig. It's at Narrowwater Castle, which is in Warren Point. Is it? Yeah, I assume so. It's called the Castle of Comedy. I'm headlining. It's the launch night. I say headlining, going on last. When there's more than 3 people on the bill, you're just going on last. Because the support bill is Aaron McCann, Rory Woods, Kieran Bartlett. Absolute dream team there. MC is Conor McGinley. And that's the 1st of April at Narrowwater Castle, Warren Point. The tickets. I love these gigs. Tickets are on sale from Finnegan and Sons, Newry. I don't even know what that is. That could be a butcher's, that could be a fuck, who knows what the fuck that is. The gig after that is the 2nd, okay, which is the Cocktail Comedy Club at the Book Reserve, Belfast. Another great gig where you basically pay 12 quid in, but it's bring your own booze. You can buy, you know, virgin cocktails, which means that no one's put their dick in it yet, and it's got no drink in it, and you can get one of those. And then you bring, like, say you brought a vodka, you pour your own vodka into the fucking Sex on the Beach or woo-woos or whatever sort of shit you want to get. Not a mojito. I don't know what you put in a mojito. Bacardi or some shit. So you can go to that. It's 12 quid. It's a very limited tickets. So get in touch with the Book Reserve or the Thinking Cup Cafe, which is on the Lisburn Road, and get yourself a wee ticket there. The lineup. Listen, this lineup. Me, okay? She and Todd's MCing. We have Rebecca McCluskey doing a little spot there. What was that? A female on the NI comedy circuit? Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? And also, Paddy McDonald's headlining. So how about that? Isn't that fun for everybody? Yeah, boy. And then, that's about it, really. And then in and around that date, as far as I can fucking remember, I think we're shooting a video for a band called New Portals. And they're like a synth pop sort of duo from Belfast. And I tell you what, it's a fun song. And we're going to have a right bloody laugh making this video for it. Can you tell that I was sort of stumbling there because I'm like trying to check a date? Trying to check a date, like, in the background of the... I mean, this is great. Great listening. Great listening from the lads here. Let me see. Just checking dates. 30, 34... Okay. Never mind. Let's crack on with this podcast, guys. What's been happening? First of all, it was St. Paddy's Day, obviously. We had Lavery's the day before it. Thanks to everyone who came out. It was a fucking fire hazard. Once again, it was packed to the dick. You know, there was a couple who were like, can you reserve seats for us? And you're like, how am I reserving seats when the place, you can't move in the fucking place? Know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was great. It was packed out. Bit of a shaky start or whatever, but it turned out good. You know, Kieran Bartlett closed it with some tracks and stuff like that. It was fun. It was fun as shit. And then after it, you know, had a few drinks. And then we stayed at the girlfriend Maureen's sister's house, where I didn't sleep at all. And that began the 4 or 5 day period of me not sleeping hardly at all. And I felt generally like shit. You know, had a semi-drunken sleep. And then we had to get up and go to fucking, Rathlin. Rathlin Island. Which I kept saying, I don't know why I felt the urge to say Rathlin Island and just stop like that. Rathlin Island. Duh. So that's how my St. Paddy's Day was spent. We managed to dodge the bullet of being in Belfast with a load of fucking students getting pished. Not half as intimidating as the 12th, I'll be honest with you. Having to walk through the city centre of Belfast on the 12th of July is fucking terrifying. You know, the worst you're going to get on St. Paddy's Day as a student, like, barfing on your fucking, on your feet or something. I love it. You know, it comes on the news all the time. They're like, for the residents who live here, you know, these students come up here and they fucking get blocked. They drink Buckfast. They vomit on each other. They drag their sofas out in the street. They play American football with a gravy chip. And it's the place is a fucking mess, you know. And then they go on home to their parents where they're fed and get their washing done. And fucking, you know, get a rest. And then they come back up here and shite all over our doorstep. And you're like, well, it's one day a year, you know what I mean? It's cost £400 million to clean up. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. You know? You know, if you really want to spend money, you fucking, you hire a load of big fucking bins. And you just be like, guys, could you walk 3 feet and put rubbish in the bin or no? Or is you just going to keep going mad and play, like, hurling with a fucking, I don't know, packet of carton of eggs. But that's about it. With 500 fellas wearing GAA shirts, just a, you know, couldn't be letting people know for a second at all, you know, that I'm not a full-blown Gaelic playing up the raw fucking Catholic. Cheers, St. Paddy. See you on Mass on Sunday, you bastard. You know, and it does crack me up. It's like, why is there idiots all wearing, you know, your little regional GAA tops? And I've said this before, people are so fucking into it. And then any footage you see of like a match on a Saturday or whatever, there's never anyone at it. You know, why is it not huge? I know it's huge when it comes to selling shirts and fucking people walking around small towns with hurdles, aka Ballycastle. But like, for fuck's sake, lads, are you in or out? I don't know. Do you just like talking about it? Why is every little Saturday, Sunday match not fucking just jammed with people? This is my shit. And what the fuck is gaggle when you see in them trousers? Get that fucking sorted out. I've got a good idea. Let's just copy the fucking Google thing. But it's got two A's in it. Finbar, you might be a fucking marketing genius. Why are you not working for Nike? Because I am loyal to GAA. Are you going to the match on Saturday? Nah. Any particular reason? Nah. Nah, not at all. I might stay up Belfast that night and, you know, just empty some bins out for the crack. Cool. Good man. Good man yourself. So anyway, long story short, we missed that. We made our way up. I was in the car with Shane and Dave Elliott. We went to Rathlin Island, which you have to go to. You have to go to Ballycastle first. I've never been to Ballycastle. Not as an adult, anyway. What a lovely, quaint little town. The co-op was lovely. We go, you know, we had a couple, maybe like an hour to kill before we got the fucking ferry over to Rathlin. So we met up with the boys. Well, we're going to sit down and have something to eat, but, you know, then we realised, yeah, this is St. Paddy's Day in a town that goes mad for it. You're not going to get served food in some sort of bistro for at least a fucking 45 minutes. So we ended up just getting some fish and chips. We did have one pint, which was disgusting. Is there anything worse? It was like St. Paddy's Day, and we're like, come on, boys. This is your excuse to drink. Not that any of us need an excuse. But you're like, this is it. It's acceptable for us to drink at fucking half 12, 1 o'clock in the day. Let's have a pint. And you get a pint of Guinness. Sorry, my voice is going. And it tastes like pure shit. You know, people, I always get when people walk around, ah, it's a good pint of Guinness in there. No, oh, great, Guinness. Ah, the Guinness is all right. There's a Dylan Moran bit where he like is talking about wine tasting, and you either taste it and go, ah, what the fuck? Or else you taste it and go, mmm. And that's the way Guinness is for me. It either tastes like just diarrhea or it's very tasty. So the first pint of the day was like, ugh. You know, like, it was okay, but it did definitely taste like they had poured it sort of with using two tins of Guinness rather than just out of the fucking tap. People fuck it up. Anyway, so we had that one pint, then we got fish and chips, which was actually a worse decision than just eating in this fucking bistro restaurant place. Because it was like going to be 20 fucking minutes because every cunt in the world was getting fish and chips. You know, so we basically had to do this thing where we sprinted up, got all the bags, put them on the boat. And then whoever was waiting on the chips, it might have been Kieran and Woodsy. They got the chips and brought them on the boat. And then once all the panic of, are we going to get on the boat? People are laughing at us because we had fucking 500 bottles of beer with us and food and all sorts of shit, expecting to go to Rathlin and there'd be nothing. You know, turns out all we probably need to bring was maybe some beer because there was literally everything else. Everything else was already there. It was fucking, even the hostel we stayed in, food. You know, anyway, we got the boat across. It was great, sitting eating chips, like a pack of fat bastards. There's only two members of the group who are sub-16 stone anyway. Check away that boat, sir. Because these fat fucks might sink it. You know, and then I'll give you a rundown of briefly what happened on Rathlin. We got over there. It was absolutely stunning because the sun was out and it looked great. And, oh shit. And, you know, we were walking up to the fucking hostel, round the wee bay thing. I dropped a box of beer, broke two of them. It was very funny. Shane, being Shane, Shane Todd, of course, just commandeers, is that a fucking word? A car from nowhere, just like, arrives in a fucking Peugeot 406. Like, what's happening? And I was like, where in the fuck did you get that? And then it turns out he's been over 5 times gigging, so he fucking knows everybody. Knows everyone to speak to. Well, what's crack? Just a car, no sweat. He got a car, drove everyone up to the fucking hostel. We settled in nicely. Straight on the beer, son. Straight on the beer. We decided to go on a little tour of the island. It was me. By the way, I've video blogged all of this. It's going to be the worst fucking... It's basically me, drunk, just shaky camera, pointing at shit, going, meh. I mean, there's really nothing to do on this island other than get drunk and sort of enjoy the view if the sun's out. And luckily we were there with six comedians, you know. Can't imagine how bored you'd be if you just went with your regular fucking mates. You unfunny cunts! Well, that's the podcast, not very funny, Colin. Give me a fucking break, it's early in the morning, I'm only on my third cup of coffee. Alright? We're only human, after all, for fuck's sake. So we go on a tour, listen to this for typical. Me, Shane, Aaron McCann, the boy wonder, and Kieran Bartlett. Shane's driving, we drive off in this fucking 406, all through the island. You know, people, here's the deal, there's no tax or MOT on the fucking island, so people buy, they just, it doesn't matter, you're not showing off to anybody, you don't really need any reliability, you just need a car, so it's like, you know, it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, I'm pretty sure they don't even care whose car you're in. Like, I'm pretty sure you could come out, get in someone's car, drive it to your house, and they're like, oh, well, he took my car. Where is it? Oh, it's just over there at his house. Like, that. No one gives a shit. No one locks their door. Why would you? we're going to do rob a house in Rathlin and then disappear, you know, and then wait on the fucking ferry like the rest of them. It's just, you can't do anything. It's, there's no police, but you don't need them. So, so yeah, we go fucking driving off in this car. Obviously the guy was telling us about the MOT and the taxi. He goes, I bought it for £250 and, when the wheels fall off it, I'll get £250 for scrap. So who gives a fuck? And I was like, well, that's maybe the way to work it, is it? Is that the way to do it these days? So anyway, this thing was like, you know when the tires are like, not even balding, like, you know when tires get like, just hard, like hard rubber from the fucking sea air beating the life out of it? They look like crispy tires, that's what they look like. So we get in, driving along, not a car in the fucking island, unless it's a Jeep or like a 4x4 type thing, has a bumper on it. Because the fucking terrain is insanity. The only flat road is in front of the hotel and all, or the bar and the B&B. So we're going along and the cars are just bashing off everything. And we drive it up, way up. The fucking, the views are outstanding. Absolutely beautiful. We're drunk as fuck because we're drinking mad beers in the car. I've got this on video. What we didn't know was the fucking timing belt was just, or the fan belt or some shit. It's hard to tell by the time they lifted the fucking, it was like, basically, it was probably just stiff and just snapped or started shredding itself up because it was a, I don't know. But basically, Shane's like, this steering's just got really heavy. And then the car just gunk, just conked out. And we're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Now, of course it happened at the furthest, most remote point of the island where there's like a puffin sanctuary. You know, one of these fucking things where someone's went, hey, there's a load of puffins there. And they've went, no sweat, let's build a full fucking centre. They probably get millions of pounds to fucking help, watch these fucking puffins. So we're like way up at the top and the car just goes dead. And he's like, oh shit, trying to start it, whatever. And they eventually get it started, but the steering's like, steering through fucking treacle. So we had to very slowly make our way down this hill, and everyone's going buck mad, and we're like, do we stop and speak to this man who had a lot of cars lying around? He also had a garage and he was wearing overalls. He looked exactly like a mechanic, I'll be honest with you. And we're like, no, it's Rathlin Island, he might be a raper, you know. You stop 1 minute and the next minute you wake up and you're fucking, we're all human centipede, you know, with puffins eating out of her asshole. So we never stopped, and we just edged our way the fucking couple of miles back to the bar. And then, you know, it was a nice day, it was a Saturday, so we had to, was it a Saturday? Thursday? It was a Thursday, wasn't it? So, you know, it's sunny, everyone's out drinking anyway, St. Paddy's Day, and these ones are out in the front of their garden having a wee drink, and we had to just squeak our way up and be like, hey guys, just completely fucked your car up there. And the guy's like, alright, no bar. Wheeler back in, we had to push the car into the driveway and opens the bonnet and just spaghetti. Whatever belt it was, the van belt, it was just full spaghetti, like, it just shredded itself. And Shane's all like, I'm so sorry. And all, he goes, nah, it's alright. No, the car's been lying there since, the car's been lying there since the winter. No one's fucking touched it. So it's essentially just seized up and fucking anything rubber in it is now just crispy. So don't even worry about it. So that was, I'm telling you this, like, that was the exciting part of the trip. But what, you know, what can I say other than we had great crack? You know, we went back to the fucking hostel. I'm running on about 2 hours sleep and everyone's like, yeah, let's have a wee nap. Been a long day. We'll have a nap. We'll go do this gig. When six people who do comedy, comedians, lie down in a room to try and go to sleep in the daytime, guess what? Nobody's going to sleep. Nobody's going to sleep. So we fucking sat there slavering at each other, slavering about other people, of course, goes without saying. And then we had to just get up for this gig, and then the drinking started again, you know. By the way, Woodsy and Dave Elliott didn't come on the fucking trip around the island, so they just stayed at the pub. wee Rory Woods was chinned. Had 2 pints, Woodsy. He did well to not die the rest of the day, but, you know, there was elements of him just going, I was just me. You know, he had that wee, like, no, I'm all right, sir. Just chewing his tongue a wee bit. You're like, this guy's fucking steaming. Long story short, we go do the gig. You know, it was a small enough crowd. What do you expect? It's Rathlin. There's no one else there. It's not like you can go flying in the street. So we do the gig, no mic. It was actually pretty decent. Yeah, that was it, really. We drank afterwards. The girl that owned the bar, Katrina, respect. Just she almost felt bad that there wasn't that many people at the gig, so she just kept giving us fucking free drinks, and it was getting to the point where we were like, I don't even know where to put these. My last drink order was a fucking half pint of Guinness. I was like, I can't even fucking... There isn't enough room in my body for all this fluid. By the way, BTW, the shit pint that we had on the mainland was swiftly made up for with the Rathlin Guinness, which was fucking outstanding. And it used to be, you know, people were like, how does it travel? Is it because it travels, or is it because it whatever? It fucks up the bubble and makes it all shit. Here's what it is, guys. Here's the secret. Because I've been to a few, you know, weddings and stuff of girlfriend Maureen's family. Here's the trick. You fucking... The shorter the line from the pump to the keg, the better the Guinness is going to be. And the more frequent... It depends how frequently you use the fucking the line as well. So if you want the best Guinness you've ever had, go get a keg and borrow a pump off someone and the wee cooler thing. And just have the line be about a metre long. And the Guinness is fucking tremendous. There you go. Colin's secret to pouring good Guinness. Here's another secret. Don't even like it that much. So how about that? So we drank into the night, walked home. I don't know if Kieran Bartlett appreciated the third fucking mile and a half walk, but it was very good fun. People were singing. I have it all on film. And then we went back to the house where we just drank more. And the strange fella who was staying also in the hostel, but he was staying in like the staff end, he fucking appeared. And we were all like, do you want some drinks? And he basically just walked in the kitchen drunk, opened the fridge, looked at the milk, put the milk back, and then went to bed. And we were like, cool. But it was madness, you know, having great crack. We found out Dave Elliott does an absolutely award-winning impression of Eazy-E. Where he pulled that from, I don't know. And, you know, it's the sort of impression no one really cares about until a movie like, what do you call it, comes out? Straight Outta Compton. And then he's like, yeah, motherfucker. I don't know, you have to hear it. It'll be on the vlog, which is on my YouTube site, Godzilla. YouTube.com/Godzilla. Oh, it was so fun. It seemed we were sort of getting changed. Basically, for some reason or another, I had Rihanna's work, fucking dirt, full ridiculous song. I think it was for Lavery's playlist, right? So I had it on my phone. You gotta give the people the hits, guys. So I had it on my phone, and it came on, and I'm standing there getting changed in the room in my pants. Everyone's having good crack. Shane walks out of the room, and I was just like, what would it be like? You know, because this was like 5 or 6 in the daytime, we're all in bed. I was like, what would it be like if someone came in here and just seen 6 big units just chilling in their pants, listening to Rihanna, right? Shane had left the room, so all I heard was, right, boys, a load of shouting. And I was like, what the fuck's he talking about? This guy just appears at the door, and like, no harm to him. Phil, his name was. You're a mad looking bastard. If you could draw a picture of a guy who you would imagine would live on Rathlin Island, it's this fucker. Stringy, like ginger hair. He's wearing a jumper that is like, it was like a scarecrow jumper. You're like, how the fuck? It's like this beige woolen jumper with holes in it. You're like, where the fuck did you get that? Wrecked jeans and then like a big pair of fucking wellies up in the room. Right, boys, now how you going? Little did we know, he's the brother of the guy who owns the fucking hostel. And also, you're in a hostel, so There is no fucking, like, you know, keep your door shut, no one speaks to you. He just strolls right in. Right, boys, what's happening? How's it going? Oh, no, I can hear quack, 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 quack. Something, something, quack, meh, meh. And I'm just casually inching over to it in my knickers to turn it down. How's it going? Yeah, it's just fucking 5 or 6 dudes chilling out, listening to Rihanna, whatever. I hear you're doing a bit of comedy tonight. Hey, what, he's going to slag us off and all? Nah, not at all, mate.
Hashtag absolutely.
Although it's hard to slag a place when it's visually beautiful, there's no police, and the Guinness is lethal, and the 4G signal is better than fucking Belfast city centre. That's what I said to him. I was like, I live in fucking Tyrone now. Why, he asked? Don't know. But I was like, you know, I'm out here on a fucking island and the 4G's ridiculous. I said, it's just refreshing to send a dick pic that doesn't need a second class stamp. Gadoosh! Pew! There you go, Rathlin, there's your first joke. We're off to the fucking races. Huh? What is your accent? Scottish or what? Pick a fucking accent. Is anyone eating a puffin? Nah? Hmm? Tell you what had me puffin. The fucking 3 mile walk to the hostel. Is that where you keep them out there where no one can scream? Ha ha! More jokes. I'm basically doing my set again. You know? I swear to God, I was talking to some fella, and he's like, oh, he's going up. His name's Damien. Lovely guy. Tried to sell me weed, and I've taken it, but... so we're talking away, and this guy comes over, and he goes, oh, that's a brother of mine. And I was like, oh, how's it going, mate? And then that guy's kind of drunk, didn't say much, walked away. Another boy just appears, he's like rolling a cigarette, but almost like he's joining the conversation. And I was like, how's it going, mate? Yeah, talking away. Oh, it's another brother of mine, fucking whatever. And I was like, oh, two brothers, cool. We're talking away, this other guy pulls up a seat, and then he goes, you met him, this is a brother of mine. And I was like, how many fucking brothers have you got? And he's like, 4. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And then we'll go talk to this other table of fellas, and he's like, there's 5 of us too. And I was like, what are you doing round here for family? And I'm gonna guess it's animal. I don't know what would keep you on that island if you were like a single young man. I'm happy enough here, just, you know, maybe you don't get all horned up when you're not surrounded by women. Maybe, do you know what? That's a fucking, I've heard that before. Men's testosterone goes up naturally when you're around women. So, and of any kind, it doesn't matter if you want to bang them or not. Your testosterone goes up if you're around females. So I wonder, like, are these boys just on an island and there's no fucking women to speak of? And they're just like, oh, it's happy enough. I'll just sit here, look at puffins. Testosterone will go down. You know, I'll grow a set of breasts and we'll start lactating. And then I'll breastfeed a puffin. Good times, boys. Fucking good times. Who needs women? You know, there was one of them who'd been away to Australia and he was like, the second my visa comes in, I'm away to fuck. Literally. So anyway, in a nutshell, after that long-winded, boring story, that's it. That was it. One of the worst hangovers I've ever fucking had. And also, after trying to eat healthily for quite some time, I also had more bread in one day than I've eaten in about 2 or 3 months. Hence going to the gig feeling like I was just going to erupt. Did you ever see the photo of that possum that breaks into a bakery and eats a tray of fucking buns? That's what it felt like, just... You probably don't notice it, you know, if you're just eating a wee bit of bread every day. But see if you don't eat that much at all, and then you just eat, like, a fucking pizza, which I also hadn't had in a long time. You just eat a pizza and whatever other shit you can get your hands on. I swear to God, my stomach was just like, ugh! Like I was 8 months pregnant. It was fucking ridiculous. Horrendous hangover. Got on a boat. It was terrible. Went home. Not much chat on the way home, to be honest. Just a lot of Drake songs and crying, but it was all in all good times. The vlog will be ready soon enough. I'm yawning. Ah! Yeah, so look out for the vlog. I'll post the shit out of it. Go over to the YouTube channel, check out the General Banter video podcasts. I put a new one up with Tom the Barrow Manley, who did Lavery's Comedy Club last time. Very funny guy. Has a funny voice. So yeah, check it out. It's good times. Came home Friday. Felt like shit. Went to bed. Girlfriend wearing her makeup on Saturday like she normally does. And this is the difference. You know, I sound like an 80s comedian here. This is the difference between men and women, okay? I get up around the same time every day. We're both freelance, you know? Only my sort of work doesn't really stop, you know? There's like, I could be working at 3 a.m. I could not work at all if I wanted to. But I try and get up and do those sort of like reasonable work hours. There we go, we'll do work, whatever. And Maureen has makeup most days. Some days she has days off and she'll just fucking lounge about. And here's the difference between men and women, right? She would think that I was a lazy bastard if she had to get up at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday and I had nothing to do, so I was going to sleep in. Right? She got up. She puts music on her fucking phone at like 7 a.m. I'm lying there like, now, I didn't even get that many hours sleep last night, having had, this was the Saturday morning, slept through the Friday night. Up till the Friday night, I'd had about fucking 6 hours sleep since Tuesday. And I was like, okay, what's going on here, guys? She starts playing music, put makeup on and shit, spraying like hairspray in the room and all. And I was like, if I had to get up at 7 o'clock and you were having a fucking lie-in and I as much as creaked a floorboard, you would literally stab me. And she's like, no, if I'm going down with this ship, they're all coming down with me. Quack, 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 quack. Do you like that? It's only hairspray when you're trying to fucking sleep. Unbelievable. Huh? Women, eh? What's the deal with that? More coffee, I think. Let's really have a stroke today. Let's really force that stroke in. So, of course, got to sleep on Friday. And then Saturday, drank again. You know, after the shit that was put away that week. Wednesday, Thursday. Drank again on Saturday. Felt terrible about myself. You know, to make it even worse, Mickey comes down to get a fucking poster done for his Edinburgh show. Unbelievable. And then I'm having to deal with his fucking agent. He's like, oh, could you make these adjustments to the poster? And you're like, listen, I'm not a fucking design house here. I'm doing a favour for Mickey. Take the fucking poster or go fuck yourself. How about that? I'm a comedian too. Do you want to manage me? I who the fuck, like, if you had an agent getting you loads and loads of work, I understand that if they take a cut of your money. To me, anyone that has an agent, it just seems like it's just a person who you talk to the odd time and then you give them money. What sort of fucking thing is that? Yeah, I just went to the gig. Here's 10%. You weren't there. Don't, you know, knew nothing about it. Didn't even know how it went. And you're getting 10% of the money, even though I organised the fucking thing. You fucking tramps. Unreal. Not for me, guys. Not until something major happens. But anyway, nothing major is going to happen. So yeah, trying it Saturday, nightmare. 2 announcements. We're making videos for new portals. Did I tell you that? And we're also making a video for the Bonnevilles. So, suck a dick. Listen to this shit. Wait, I'll just skip to the solo. It's going to be a synthy nightmare. Me and she and Todd dressed as like some 80s pop stars. It's going to be a great video. Listen to this solo. Oh shit. It's like Kylie Minogue on roids. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be great. Just looking for some sweet shiny trousers and some cool jackets. You know, we're looking at pictures of flock of seagulls. Figuring out what hair to glue on them, a bald fucking loaf. It's going to be great crack. Let's move on to some news. Not that I want to, saying that most of it is fairly awful, from what I fucking gather. The news dominated yesterday by, yes, well, the local news anyway, by the that family in Buncrana who fucking the car slipped down the, was it like a pier or a jetty or something? I think they were trying to turn. The thing's obviously covered in like slippery sort of mossy algae. And the car fucking slipped in. And I don't know, it's obviously, you hear something like that and you just feel sick to your stomach. But it's like, how terrifying is that? It's just like, you're there 1 minute, blah blah, whatever's going on. You know, the car starts slipping and you're like, you're probably thinking, oh, I could probably try and stop this car. You know, it's hard to think about that situation because it's like, me and Maureen were talking about it and you're talking about it for ages and you're just like, what the fuck happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, could they not have jumped? I know, it's weird that you start questioning all this stuff. Like, could they not have just jumped out? But chances are, people probably didn't jump out. They were probably like trying to stop the car, which you would probably naturally do. But in trying to stop it, you're eating up the time as it was going in the water or something. And we're just like, what a fucking nightmare. And then the guy was going in and fucking, the guy, fuck, I don't know, some old fella, I think, shouted for that guy. He was like an ex-football player. And he ran and managed to, the guy was like hanging out the window and handed him the baby and he got in with the baby. And the rest of the car went down. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, you're just trying to think in your head, like, I don't know, it's terrifying to think how quick that was. Just like, I'm sure it was slipping, and they were like, fuck, let's try and stop this. Douche goes in the water fucks up the electrics in the car, the windows won't even go down. You know, who has the strength to fucking, you know, the doors won't open because, you know, the water pressure or whatever. I mean, how deep does the car have to be? Can it be like up to the door and it still won't open because of the water pressure or something? Jesus Christ, I don't know, but it's fucking hell. Gives you the, just shivers, shudders your body when you hear about shit like that. And fuck that poor, well, first of all, poor everyone. I mean, there was a full fucking family wiped out. I'm pretty sure all that was left, I think, was the mum who, I believe, I don't know if I read this correctly or not. I think there was the mum who wasn't in the car and then the baby that's been saved now and the rest of them were all fucking, had died. Absolutely brutal. I seen some guy on the internet was like, posted a picture of a pressure hammer, like, handy bit of kit to have. And I don't know whether he was like joking or he was being serious, but maybe, I mean, he could be a guy who was a bit of a messer and then posted the picture and he goes, you know, he was being sincere, like, this is a handy piece of kit to have. But other people were like, mate, that's a bit fucking soon to be talking about that. Like, oh, if only they had a fucking pressure hammer, they'd be, none of them would have died. Rough, the roughest of rough. And that guy that saved the fucking baby, like, can you imagine how he feels? I mean, it's a small glimmer of hope in the whole situation, but Jesus fucking Christ, like, that guy will not be able to sleep a night the rest of his life. Like, the only thing you could do is probably, like, hypnosis or something, you know? Or something like, why the fuck? That's just going to haunt his fucking dreams forever, you know? Because you're going to remember the seconds that went by that maybe you could have done something. Fucking hell. Weird. Just a weird. It's like Final Destination or something, you know what I mean? Like, everything's fine 1 minute, and then something horrendous happens, and it's just like, oh, everyone's dead. I don't know. Rough shit. Anyway, what can you say? Horrendous. Moving on. You're probably sitting home going, Colin, can you move on from a story like that? just continued fuckery in the news here. This morning, what was it? Brussels airport explosion. Was there not also a guy shot in Craigavon or something in the fucking street? For sure, wise up, guys. Well, you don't know. You don't know what the crack is, to be fair. There was an explosion at Brussels airport. And then there was more explosions in a metro station near it. And of course, the reports are someone screamed some Arab shit, and then there was gunfire, and then an explosion. So someone's all fucking, Allah Akbar, badoosh. Explosions. And apparently it was near the... Do you know what I feel like? I feel like it was probably the same sort of things happened in any quote-unquote terrorist group. We've got the guys running the shit, and then you've got some young bucks who think they're fucking crazy, and they go do something like that. Oh, here we go. Everyone's running out of the fucking airport. Looks pretty intense. Yeah, so bombs have went off and everyone's fucking running about the place. There's some dead folks. Straight away someone has a photo up of a little French flag hugging a wee Belgian flag. What the fuck, guys? Like, 21 dead. No intelligence of an imminent London attack. Oh, the whole thing's a mess. How do you kill all these motherfuckers? Is that the answer? Not even sure, but... Oh, fuck me, like... It's a bit annoying when someone's like, do you know what? I've decided that I want to, I know it's all sort of some sort of answer to, like, the Iraq war and all that sort of shit. But there is that thing of, like, oh, is that what you do now? You just, oh, well, now ISIS are going to attack one day or another. So you just have to fucking, one of these days there's going to be a bomb. So just be careful. And let's just hope that you're not in the same area as the bomb when it goes off. Good times, guys. Is that what you do? Like, is there too many of them? Are they all too sneaky to just fucking wipe them all out? I don't know. It's creepy. You know, do you just fucking arrest anyone involved? Like one of those Guantanamo Bay type things? Where you just go, listen, mate. I don't really give a shit. But you have a mate who's in ISIS. You either don't be his mate anymore or stop acting a cunt. I don't know. More bombs. In weird places. You know, like, if you want to make a statement. Like the likes of the Paris one. You know, everyone was fucking talking about that. And then you go to Brussels and it's like, what the fuck's in Brussels? Like, that you're gonna endanger or fuck up. I don't know. ISIS. No matter what how you feel politically or whatever... Now, it's probably a different story if you've had a family, like if you were from Afghanistan or Iraq or something, and one of your family members was killed by, you know, innocently killed by fucking, you know, bombings from whoever, and then you were raging. I understand that. But it's the ones that are like sort of converted and they're just all of a sudden these mad bastards, and you're like, how do you feel so strongly about something? That you become a murderer, you know? No matter how strong I felt about something, if someone went, right, our next move is to kill these people that we don't agree with, you're like, what? Because I enjoy other things in life. You know, I don't feel strong enough where I want to kill someone and then be killed or imprisoned for it, you know? And never fucking... You know, it's like, how can you be talked into being a fucking full psychotic murderer? It'd make your fucking... Makes my dick soft, guys. I'll be honest with you. It totally makes my dick soft. Anyway, that's enough. That's pretty much doing... That is supposed to be a comedy podcast after all. So let's move on to some questions here. DMG, Dale McGuigs. Opinions on the possible Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor rematch. It's straight into scrap chats. What do I think about it? I think I'll watch it, but I think it's not the most interesting fight that I want to see. Are they talking about it being the money fight? Whatever. Not now. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there's any need to. Because if he fights him again and loses again, and then they go, then it's just like, yeah, it's because he's a big guy and he's a better fighter. Then you're like, you know, McGregor might make some adjustments, but all Diaz is going to do is be in better shape. And they're going to fight at 170 or something. It just doesn't make sense to me. And it's UFC 200. I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter who McGregor fights. It's going to get a crowd. Who would I want to see him fight? Who's on the fucking table? You've got Aldo rematch. Would I want to see that? A lot of those fights that are really definitive, like he ran at him and he got knocked the fuck out. That's about as clean and decisive as you get. You know, runs over, bang. You couldn't take one of my punches, so the fight's over. I don't see a need for that. I mean, does he deserve a rematch? Because he was the champion for so long. If it was a good fight, if it was a long fight where they went back and forward and then McGregor won, maybe. But he just got wiped out with one punch. I don't, you know, let him fight fucking someone else. Edgar. Would he fight Edgar? I don't know. To be honest, I'll watch any of them. I'm not really that fussed. I'll watch... Like, why don't they fight at 155? No. Do you know what the fight... Here's who I want to see. Dos Anjos versus McGregor. That's the fight I want to see. And I'll be honest with you, he'd probably get his fuck kicked in. And I'm not even joking. He'd probably get his shit kicked in. I feel like McGregor's good, right? And he's very good at sort of luring people in and then smacking them with that big left hand. You know? He's not the real, like, aggressive, controlling fighter that... You know what I mean? Like, Dos Anjos just fucking charges people, beats the fuck out of them, and then has some very, very nasty jiu-jitsu. Not, like, nice, flowy, you know, technicals. It's like fucking knee on your head, snap your arm off type of shit. So, I don't think he does well in that fight either. The Edgar fight, I think Edgar might just out cardio him, you know, and just fucking take him down, beat the shit out of him, not let him up till he's knackered. You know, Edgar's been hit before, got really wobbled, and then still just carried on. So, I don't know, it's tough. I feel like all the fights that he could be offered are going to be very, very tough for him. You know, who knows what happens if Aldo wasn't acting like such a dick and just stood up and just kicked his legs. Yeah, it's hard to know. However, I will watch any of them. But he's fair play to him because he's got that BJ Penn sort of attitude where it's like, yeah, I'll just fight anybody. I'll go up weight. I'll fight people that you think I shouldn't fight. The only trouble with McGregor is what happens if he fucking gets beat like two or three times because he's fighting out of his weight class or people who are champions in other weight divisions. And you know what I mean? If he fights Diaz again, he might lose again. You know, and then they offer him fucking Aldo. And Aldo's had time to train and he fucking comes back and beats him. you know, it's hard to know. And then he'll think, he'll probably move weight classes to see if he can do that. Goes up the weight, fights fucking Cowboy or something, might lose the head. You know, don't know. If I was UFC, I would feel like trying to just manage it better so that he didn't fucking burn out. Chris McCulloch, that's enough boring fight chat. Banter from Rathlin Island, do you recommend Peugeot as a reliable vehicle? So I basically talked there about Rathlin. It's, I mean, you'll see we had the bet, probably the bit, like, I've never laughed harder in a 24-hour period in my whole fucking life. It was funny as fuck the whole time. Don't know whether that comes across in the video blog or not. Do you recommend Peugeot as a reliable vehicle? I don't know. Not when it's been sitting all winter and it's not yours and you don't know what the fucking history of it is. And the guy just gives it to you and you're drunk in the back seat and then the fucking fan belt comes off it, which looked like a pile of shoelaces. You know, and I'm pretty sure the fucking fuel gauge was fucked. So it was like, what are we running on here? Red diesel? It was red diesel because the car fucking stank, but I don't know. I can't comment on that. Ask Shane. He's the one bouncing around those fucking lanes. Right, let's move on. Chris Reezy. When is the next General Banter live podcast? I would say probably the 6th of April. Not confirmed yet.
But probably.
Also, what about the Hulkamania getting 17 million in damages over sex tape? That's right. He was filmed secretly bucking his mate's wife. And then, because Gawker or some fucking site posted it, he got paid 17 million. And then he got paid another pile of millions for some other shit. Which I don't know if that shuts that website down or what, but it's a lot of fucking money. Hulkamania, unbelievable. I've seen that sex tape as well. And he's just pounding away at this girl. And I'm pretty sure she was filming it. Was she? Because it was his mate's wife. And typical, you know, everyone loves banging, right? But when it comes down to it, it's a filthy sport. You know, it's not porno riding where it's like, yeah, how about that? You know, the famous Jim Jeffries line, you can't smell porn. But, you know, it's never a pleasant thing, especially if it's something as seedy as banging your mate's wife. But the funniest bit of it was, he was like, Gadoosh, yeah, brother, take that load. Take that fucking Hulk load. All yellow. Splooge. And then he gets up, and he just says, I'm like, probably shouldn't eat so many goddamn... That's more of a Stone Cold. Probably shouldn't eat so many goddamn chicken wings or something. He says something like that. So he's basically went to some bar, had a few drinks, had 100 chicken wings, and then she's like, do you want to come upstairs? Trying to just probably wangle some money out of him. And he goes up and just, gadoosh. Just lobs a fucking load in her. You know, gives her the third leg drop, and that's it. Just launches load, and then it's on tape, and I don't know what the crack was after that, but 17 million, you know, she was probably expecting to have that as a bribe, and he was going to buy her out of it, and he's like, nah, brother, show the world.
Dropping loads. Squirt.
Fair play to him. He can buy himself a new spine or whatever he needs for his back falling apart. Rough as shit. Holy shit, loads of questions on Facebook. Let's rattle through them. Funniest thing you've ever heard someone say while talking to themselves?
I don't know how many people I've even seen talking to themselves. I've heard snippets of conversation, which have been fucking magnificent. Like I said, I don't know whether I mentioned this in the podcast, I was sitting in Nero Coffee Shop And as I glanced, you know, you do that, you're by yourself waiting on someone, you're just looking around, sort of glancing around. And I looked over this table where there's like a woman facing towards me and then two women with their back to me. And they were old enough, like they're 55, 60. And just as I, you know, you sometimes make eye contact with people and you move on. You know, normal people move on. But I looked around and as I sort of met eyes with this woman for a split second, she just, whatever she was talking about to her mates, she was like, wet dreams, and kept talking. And I just, the one second I chose to look at her, she looked back at me and went, wet dreams, and then carried on our conversation. And I was like, what on earth, what is happening in that chat? Unbelievable. Connor, Mick, something, loads of words. Best way to cut down a heckler. Depends, just be really funny back. My favourite thing to do is always just ask them why they would have spoke at that particular time. Or make, you know, sometimes you can just go, I don't know why you said that, mate, because that wasn't funny at all. You know? You can say whatever you want. You have a microphone and they don't, so it's usually funny. If they repeatedly interrupt and are being dicks, you just fuck them out. And that's not you giving in. That's you going, listen, everyone else is paid in, so you can shut the fuck up or leave. Because now they're just listening. They've essentially paid in to listen to you fucking chat, which is not so cool. Sean Peter McNeil, what's your favourite nation's cuisine? Fuck. That's a hard one to pick. Favourite nation's cuisine? Fuck. It's definitely not Irish because Irish don't even have food. I'll have a bowl of stew. No! Why don't they just eat fucking wallpaper paste? You dumb bitch. Phone's going ballistic in the corner here. What's your favourite nation's cuisine? Big fan of Indian, but only every once in a while. If I could eat something, if I had to say, probably things that I would eat the most would be like, I love fucking like noodly sort of, you know, like ramen noodle type, you know, like a soupy noodle, brothy noodle. You know, you throw a fucking load of chilies and ginger and shit in it. You know, wee bit of chicken, some veg. Soy sauce the dick out of it. That sort of thing. So, but I don't know. I just like bits of all over the place. Mexican food's pretty fucking sweet. You know, get those wee soft tacos with a fucking pulled pork and shit. A lot of just straight up American food is deadly. What you would consider American food. You know, sort of barbecue, slow cooked shit. I don't know. I'll eat fucking anything. Good question that though. It's very hard to narrow it down to just one, I find. Alright, let's keep going with these motherfucking questions. Favourite Mickey Bartlett drunk being a Hallion story? Oh, fuck me. I mean, the real good ones are probably the real dirty sexual ones that I'm not even sure I could bring up. The one that springs to mind was, I used to do material about it, was we were all staying in a friend's house and he was with a girl who was kind of a friend slash he was bucking her the odd time. And, you know, the rumour had it that, you know, she wasn't shy of having objects in her asshole and, you know, Mickey being an absolute fucking dirt merchant was obviously spent the night with her. I feel uncomfortable talking about this because I know he's in a long-term relationship, but I'm sure he's told her this story and done the same to her. So, I mean, basically, he basically told me before the things that that this girl was not, didn't object to doing. And it was the next day, everyone's hungover and we went to Subway. And based on previous stories, you know, I basically took one look at his pinky finger, which had some remnants on it. And based on previous tales involving this girl, I, you know, was able to deduct exactly what substance was on his pinky finger. And unless he was eating a curry chip at fucking 3 in the morning with his hands, it was 100% shite. And I just remember fucking, we're sitting eating the Subway, of all things, and he was just like eating this sandwich, and then I was trying not to be sick, and I was trying not to look at his hand, and I was also trying not to ask him outright, because there's other people at the table. Did you put your finger in her asshole and it's all over your hand still? And but basically he's like eating a sandwich, licking his fingers and all that shit, and which was happening in slow motion. It was like watching a fucking car crash. I was like, oh, don't lick your finger. And then all of a sudden, just I looked away and looked back, and it was away. But oh, fuck me. Like, I think I brought it up to him a long time after, but it makes me feel sick to this day. So fair play, Mickey. Whew. Cheers, Alex. Gordon Rugbaker, what animal are you most like and why? Seal. Definitely, after seeing a seal there at the weekend, just a big fat bastard with no arms, just lying in the sun and then just belly flopping away into the sea the whole time, you know? Best and worst St. Paddy's Day experiences. I'll be honest, about the last four or five of them, I've been doing some sort of gig, so I couldn't really fucking explain. Or I couldn't really give you like a good one. I mean, it was just the usual shit in uni where you'd fucking drink all day. Nothing crazy, to be honest. Nothing that springs to mind. Fuck it. Sorry, that was terrible. I mean, I literally can't remember because I've been gigging most of them. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, that feels so boring with that question. I can't remember the last one that was fucking mad crack. Apart from the last one in Rathlin, but I mean, it was six guys on an island with nothing going on other than booze. Thoughts on Axel? Wait for the clip where I left the camera running in the corner of the kitchen in the morning while I was making sausages. And Aaron McCann pushes Dave Elliott and he falls on a sofa that doesn't have a pillow on it. Like the arse pillow of a sofa. And he goes straight through the sofa. And the snap of it is very impressive. Thoughts on Axel, Darren McGlone. Thoughts on Axel Rose guest vocals for AC/DC. Well, yeah, why not? I suppose it makes sense. Even though he just looks like a fat, sunburnt wee pig. But whatever. Is Rathlin worth a visit? Do you know what? I don't like Guns N' Roses or AC/DC. So I don't really give a flying fuck. I mean, even an AC/DC fan will tell you that they just have the same song 400 fucking times. And that's rich coming from a guy who's a fan of the White Stripes and the Black Keys. But whatever. Is Rathlin worth a visit? And that's from Steve Hughes. It is, mate. And it's always good to support those just little places that have like a wee tourist sort of industry, and everyone's very friendly, you get treated well. Yeah, get a fucking sunny day, you know, and you know there's gonna be a bit of good weather, book that wee hostel, you know. I don't know whether you're with a couple or with mates, go with a pilot. That's the best way to do it, just go with mates, or if you're in a couple, go with a couple of couples or whatever the fuck, you know. It's a bit weird if you're staying in the hostel if you want to go with a pile of couples, but if you want to get the B&B or whatever, go to the wee pub, walk around, you could probably get in the fucking water. The water was clear, just make sure you don't get ate by a seal. Great crack, but yeah, definitely give it a go. The Guinness is tremendous. Good people, yeah, go for it. Don't go away a load of mates expecting to get the ride and fucking do a load of crazy shit, but if you're with good people, it's good times. Am I right? I'm pretty sure that Rathlin trip, the six of us could have been in a fucking, could have been anywhere and it would have been fun, but that's because we're absolute just mad crack. William Thompson, Willie T, Tom Cellino? Huh? Thoughts on Hunt versus Mir? I only seen the knockout, didn't really see the rest of the fight, but I mean, it's a bit boring when you see them big boys fucking fight each other. And of course, Hunt's knocking someone out. And it looked like an early stoppage, but I don't think it was. Seeing that Mir thanked the corner, or thanked the ref after, because he'd just been knocked out. What other shit have we got here? Stuart Anderson, do you clean behind the toilet? On the rare occasion that I shit behind the toilet, yeah. Chris Raff, talk about the terrible incident in Donegal. I think we already covered that. Don't want to go back into it. Terrible stuff. Which is, or was, the best animated TV show? Obviously the king is probably South Park, but I haven't watched as much South Park as I'd like. But there's no doubt it's fucking hilarious. It's a thing I'm not really that into. The only animated thing that I watched, and watched loads of them, was when they animated the Ricky Gervais Show podcast. And that was the last animated thing that I just watched all of them. Otherwise, I found it quite hard to get into, which is weird. Colin Graham, can I get 1,000 subs? For like a football team, or like submissions, or what do you call it? Subscriptions? I don't know, mate. I'm sure you can get whatever you want. Don't worry about subscriptions on YouTube, fuck it. Just upload your videos to Facebook, get as many hits as possible. And then archive them on YouTube and have people sent over there to watch it. Cool. Final question. Mark Neil, are you turning into the Northern Irish Joe Rogan? I'd like to fucking think so, mate. You know? If I can get as many fucking listeners as he gets, why not? Let's do it. I will never have guests on, because then that becomes work, doesn't it? Maybe if we get enough listeners someday, we can fucking get fucking sponsors, pay some guests. That'd be great crack, wouldn't it? Anyway, I think that brings us to the end. 3 cups of coffee and still no banter. It's hard to recover from them stories, isn't it? Jesus Christ. But anyway, we'll cut her off there. I also have uploaded a couple of other podcasts this week. One with Connor Begley, aka the Man Boy from Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy. Who else did we have? We had Tom O'Mahony. We recorded that one in Lavery's Comedy Club with everyone fucking about in the background. It's not a live one. We just recorded it in the room while everyone set up, and it was a bit loud in the background, but not that loud. Still fine. Still totally fine. So yeah, give that a listen, and give the Connor Begley one a listen, and check out the video podcasts on the Godzilla YouTube channel, congas.com for t-shirts and all the rest of that shit. And that's about it. I'll speak to you next week. Peace.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.